don't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour of today's show on this Wednesday, June 4th, 2025 edition, Your Defending Fathers, with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Kind of a interesting move. This happened before. It's happening again under the stewardship of Jim Runstad. The Michigan Republican Party is moving out of its Seymour Street headquarters into smaller offices. 2 years after the former chair tried to sell the building, which the party doesn't own. The Sekia Weiser building is owned by a trust that is managed by former Michigan Republican Party chairs. The space is rented out to various Republican campaigns, as long as the tenants take care of the utilities, the upkeep, as well as pay rent to the trust. Well, the plan is to put the 11,000 square foot building up for sale. Michigan Republican Party Chair Jim Runstad said that there was issues with the water in the building and are presenting issues that the party would rather not deal with. Specifically, a leaky roof would cost an undetermined amount to repair. Funds are short supply and not interested in repairing the building. Beyond that, with technological advancements, state parties don't need the amount of space that they've needed in the past. In times like these, you have to have a small footprint in terms of the number of employees you actually need in a building, Runstad said. When things really ramp up this time next year, we'll probably have to rent temporarily a bigger space. But with so much commercial real estate out there that's available, we don't anticipate any difficulty in finding anything in the downtown Lansing area that would be affordable. He said that even the former chair, Christina Crammel, took the trust to court in hopes of directly earning profits from the building sale. There's no tension between the former chairs and the current chair, however, on what to do with the structure, and yet what to do with the proceeds from the sale. I wish I could say that there was a lot of controversy because we would create all kinds of news, said the former Michigan Republican chair, Susie Avery. However, we've had many discussions together, and it came down to the building itself. It's just too big and needs too many repairs. Well, the former chair and the chairman of the trust, Bobby Shostak, who is in commercial real estate, said it's undetermined how any proceeds will be spent. He reiterated that in years past, the party had the ability to hire a robust staff that needed office space for 40 to 50 employees during the heights of campaigns. However, these days, space for the chair and some senior staff is really all that's necessary. The maintenance of the building will be taken care of as it goes on the market here in the very near future. So, no big deal, no big controversy, just with today's abilities to do remote virtual meetings and to be able to conduct most of the business online, no need for 11,000 square foot building in Lansing. That's it. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number two. Another little short story, kind of interesting, coming out of Lansing. Former University of Michigan president rejected for a Florida job. Santa Ono, the former University of Michigan president who left Ann Arbor days ago to take what was presumed to be the presidency at the University of Florida was rejected by the governing board of the state's university system, 10-6. The main reason, according to press stories, that his previous support for diversity, equity, and inclusion programs, DEI, while being the president of University of Michigan, didn't go over so well at the University of Florida. Ono was set to receive a 5-year, $15 million contract to become the school's 14th president. Now he's without a job, and the University of Florida needs to restart from scratch its search process. For the Florida Board of Governors to reject the unanimous choice of the University of Florida Board of Trustees is apparently unprecedented in the history of the state of Florida. But Ono faced heavy fire from conservatives for his lax approach and his past support of DEI, letting pro-Palestinian protesters essentially take over the buildings at the University of Michigan Ann Arbor campus. At the additional request of additional reasons, the board was pressed to also mention his support of climate change and gender ideology. While the Florida U.S. Senator Rick Scott led a charge against Ono that was embraced by its in-state members of Congress, the president's son, Donald Trump Jr., who called Ono a woke psycho, bringing attention to U.S. Senator Rick Scott and others. Ono tried to distance himself from the views and pledged his support for the policies of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. But the conservatives were not convinced and voted totally against him getting the job. Well, this story actually is a double play, because also come to find out that under Ono's presidency at the University of Michigan, Ann Arbor, two foreign Chinese students granted visas to attend the University of Michigan, Ann Arbor campus have been charged with agroterrorism. The terrorism aspect came because the students, both sworn members of the Chinese Communist Party, were working on bringing a fungus to Michigan. A fungus that could affect crops, also animals, and ultimately get into the human food chain. Agroterrorism, not tourism, Randy. I misspoke. I again apologize. Agroterrorism, they believe, was plotted in China, and these two radicals were allowed to participate in science lab projects at the University of Michigan that, had they been successful, would have been able to poison our food chain. Crops, as well as those crops being consumed by animals, such as pigs, cows, chickens, and others, could have completely contaminated the food chain. It would not have been limited to just Michigan, because, of course, all of our exporting of our food products, even our ag crop products, not only go nationwide, they go worldwide. But the main focus was to start here in Michigan. Well, it was under this Santa Ono that these two Chinese dissidents were allowed to attend University of Michigan Ann Arbor. So basically, not only is he no longer the president of the University of Michigan, he's not going to be the president of the University of Florida. So we win getting rid of this guy once and for all when it comes to higher education. I don't know of any other university out there that is going to want to support and hire a president who goes against everything that Donald Trump's administration is wanting to let go of. Diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI programs, are not being funded. And these pro-Palestinian protesters that are taking over these college campuses, it's not going to work out well for them. This Egyptian that did what he did out at Boulder, Colorado, well, guess what they did? They went to his home, got his wife, his children, and shipped him out of the country, deporting him out. This guy is facing potentially life in prison. Personally, I don't know if Colorado has it or not, but I think the death sentence is required. What that guy did absolutely should end his life. These radicals have got to go away permanently and forever. And I'm not about to feed the guy, clothe the guy, and give him medical care for the rest of his life. Sorry, we have got to take a stand. This has got to stop. Especially on these public university campuses. Folks, we give them billions of dollars. Meanwhile, schools like Harvard and others, University of Michigan even, Ann Arbor, look at their endowment fund. Look at how much money they have. Harvard was reported having, what, $53 billion? Donald Trump says, you don't need our money. You want to accept foreign students from foreign countries? You do it on your own dime. Let's see how long that endowment stays at $53 billion when you're not getting federal U.S. taxpayer dollars anymore. And I think the same thing should happen for the University of Michigan. Even my former school, Michigan State University, until they stop this woke agenda on these public university campuses, no more funding. Shut them off. Force them to compete in the private sector like Hillsdale College. If liberals want to send their kids to those universities, let them do it. But we're not going to subsidize this type of behavior, these type of policies, these type of agendas any longer. I agree with President Trump. So we'll see where this goes and whether or not these cuts to these universities are going to stand up in court. But it's very interesting because they also now realize that they are not going to get the dollars. They're not going to get the funding. So we'll see where this goes. One of the other components to this, I just got a text message. Yeah, the University of Michigan has been this way for a long time. It goes all the way back to the 1960s. They hosted John F. Kennedy back then for the presidential campaign of 1960. I remember that speech. Honestly, I agreed with a lot of what John F. Kennedy ran on. Do you know John F. Kennedy lowered personal income tax brackets? He was the first major tax cutter as a president of the United States in our history. Followed, of course, by Ronald Reagan and then Donald Trump in 2017. in this big, beautiful bill continues those tax cuts, keeps them in place so that we all don't get increased income taxes this year. Elon Musk not happy with the big, beautiful bill. Well, they got to pass what they can pass. And then there's ways to get to the other Doge recommended cuts that Elon Musk and his team came up with. Rescissions. Rescission bills. Or flat out, they don't spend the money as appropriated under Biden. And at the end of this fiscal year, those spending programs die and go away. And would have to be brought back up through Congress, which isn't going to happen with the Republicans' majority in the House, Republicans controlling the Senate in Washington, D.C. So ultimately, these Doge recommended cuts are going to happen. It's just not happening soon enough for Elon Musk and others. So we'll continue to follow that story, Washington stories as well. But we really want to focus on Michigan news, Michigan politics. So, pretty interesting day yesterday regarding the University of Michigan and the stories connected together. I thought that was a perfect double play we could talk about. Well, I want to end this segment, if you haven't heard yet, not this Saturday, but 2 weeks from this Saturday, June 21st, the Iron Pig Smokehouse South location is going to have its grand opening party. Risk It Fest 2025 is going to be here. You can still get tickets online, individuals. You can still participate in the golf outing. Nick Wallace and I are looking for two golfers to join us on our foursome on Friday, the day before the event, 12 noon at the Ridge Golf Course, right across the street from the south location on Old 27 Highway. Basically, folks, you get off of I-75, exit at 279. You go south about 1 mile on Old 27, and you'll see the new location of the Iron Pig on the east side of the road. Well, at noon, when I get done with the show, we're going to head over to the Ridge Golf Course and going to participate in the golf outing. So right now, Nick Wallace and I are going to join up for a foursome. We have two open slots. If you haven't heard about it yet, text me golf, and I'll send you the information, and you can join Nick and I in our foursome. We're just going to have a nice, lazy round of golf. Haven't played in quite a few years, neither has Nick, so we're not looking for scratch golfers. All you're going to do is make us look bad. If you're basically par bogey, maybe double bogey on the par fives, whatever. Yeah, you'd be a perfect partner for Nick and I. So text me golf. I'll send you the information. Or if you'd like the link directly to the festival, just text me fest, F-E-S-T. Riskitfest.com is the website. So we'll send you that information. You can still get your tickets. It's, again, 2 weeks from this Saturday, June 21st. Going to be from noon until 11 o'clock p.m. They're going to end the night with fireworks, good food, entertainment, music, comedian. It's going to be a blast. Bottom of the hour news break of hour number two. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's